Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Did you know that there are seven chakras? Would you like to learn all about them? Have you ever wondered why your chakras are so important to your well-being? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you get to meet a real psychic? This gal is the real deal. Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to get in touch with your own spirituality? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I'd like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my co-host, and she is one of our favorite regulars. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she is a totally amazing psychic. She will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media, and we are syndicated on six networks with over 5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine and get some dark chocolate and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about my co-host today. She's one of our regulars, and she is the official energy nurse and works with the human energy system to aid in the healing process. And she shows people how to use this side of them. She has helped me tremendously. She recognizes the energetic system to be as important as the physical body. Welcome back to the show, my co-host, the energy nurse, Carolyn Green. Hi, Carolyn. How you doing?
I'm doing great, January. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I'm so happy to have you with us. It's always a joy to have you on the show, and I want to share with the listeners that I had an extra treat that last month I got to visit with Carolyn. I was in Sarasota, and we hooked up together. Wasn't that fun?
We had a blast that day, huh?
Yeah, it was. And I tell you, you really were amazing that day, because spontaneous. Carolyn gave a little reading to some of my daughter's friends, and it was amazing. They all just responded very emotionally. Didn't you think so?
Yeah, I had all these people crying. I was like, sorry, it was a birthday party. But one of the girls was like kind of telling me, you know, I lost so-and-so. I've been wanting to meet you. And I'm like, oh, here we go in the middle of the kitchen. So ask and you shall receive. But it all turned out it was very, very positive. And they were crying a joys of happiness, they told me.
They totally were tears of joy, and my husband was there, and you totally impressed him, and he was busy passing out Kleenex.
And he,
at one point, he was even crying. So, I mean, it was wonderful because people were getting positive, loving, caring messages that were channeled through you to them from the other side, people who they loved, who they lost. And they were, you know, everyone wonders, you know, what happens when you die? And do people who die still care about you? Or are they still near you or involved with you? And your message is conclusively prove that to be true, because you had never met or seen any of these people before, nor had I. So it was what an amazing experience. So if any of my listeners would like to have a reading with Carolyn, go to theenergynurse.com, because that was pretty amazing stuff, kiddo.
See what happens when you give me a piece of birthday cake? I mean,
I think you had a little more than a sugar high.
Yeah.
I think the whole universe was just trying to get through you to people they love. And it was a fun day, very positive. I mean,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it made everyone, as you said, they cried tears of joy. It was really amazing. Okay, we're talking about chakras. So we left off at the second chakra. Let's talk a little bit about the third chakra.
Okay, so the third chakra is one of my favorites. Excuse me. It is the solar plexus. And the solar plexus resonates above from the belly button, from the bottom of the sternum and the whole abdominal area. So it's a very, very large chakra. What fascinates me about that particular chakra is technically chakras 1 through 3 are considered physical chakras, and chakras 4 through 7 are considered spiritual chakras. So,
okay.
There are 7 basic chakras. There are many more chakras and minor chakras, but for our purposes, it's important to learn about, most important to learn about these, like sacred 7, basically what they are. So let's just to go back really quickly. So we had started a couple months ago with the root chakra, which is very important in the grounding, and that's all about feeling connected to the earth and to the universe, and it's all about feeling that oneness. It is extremely important, because if you're not grounded, it's like the domino effect, things go up the chain, you know, of the energy system. And all these chakras are basically vortexes or organs of light that help feed the field around us. So, you know, like I said in the introduction, I consider the chakra, the energy body, as important as a physical body, because it's all integrated into the nervous system and the physical body. So you're going to get resonation from outside the field into the physical body. Things that are happening in the physical will resonate outside into the field. So we can get a lot of information. It's the ultimate Memorex tape. And just like the circulatory system, January, you know, we want everything open and flowing as far as blood flow. And so as far as the chakras, the same thing. We want those chakras spinning, and we want them open, and we don't want them blocked, because the chakra could be either open, blocked, or closed, just like an artery or vessel. So you always want the optimal flow going. If it's blocked, it could be blocked at a certain percentage, just like an artery. And if it's closed, you know, that's not good. You know, fortunately, a closed chakra is not as immediate as far as you know, having a totally blocked artery, but it can impact the health. You know, we've known that. So here we have the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. And then we have we're going to go up to the second chakra, which is the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra resonates the color orange. And that's where we start to realize duality. And so that's also a part of our grounding. And we start to recognize the positive and negative things, think positive things we could do, things that we can't do. And as far as going into the third chakra, I like to call that the chakra of the rising sun, because it really is. It really is. It's like this huge sunburst in an abdominal area. And now I know why Buddha's belly was so big, because he must have had this amazing, amazing solar plexus. So what I love about the solar plexus, the third chakra, January, is, again, chakras 1 through 3 are considered physical chakras, and the chakras 4 through 7 are spiritual. But in my, now this is from my teachings and my guides, and they've showed mm-hmm. me, and the work that I do, is it's really a combination. And what they've showed me is when I deal with working with that third chakra, I work with it not just as one chakra. I actually work with it as 5. It's a way of working the chakra where it really integrates, and they all do integrate, but I just really narrow that vortex down as far as making sure that that chakra is sealed, what we call sealed and spinning, because it is such a huge chakra. So this chakra is all about empowerment and taking your power back and knowing what, who and what you are and what you are capable of. Again, it's located over the stomach. It resonates the color yellow. It is a fire element, it, just like the sun. It also represents combustion and as far as like digestion, because all of the digestive organs are behind that. Mm-hmm. As far as we also, as far as the kidneys, the adrenal glands, which are located mm-hmm. on top of the kidneys and the pancreas, your fight or flight reactions are all empowering. That solar plexus really goes into action.
And, you know, I want to share with our listeners that when I saw Carolyn in Sarasota last month, she was able to treat myself and my husband, and she cleared our chakras, which is a service she provides. It was amazing. She cleared our chakras. She also gave us a wonderful exercise to do to keep our chakras cleared and to pull our energy up. We both, I have to tell you, Carolyn, we both do these exercises every morning and every night, and it's really helped us. It's a wonderful, you know, I'd never heard of clearing your chakras before. So if any of our listeners are interested, this would be something you would contact Carolyn for, and you could do that for other people, couldn't you?
Absolutely. So it's all about clearing. When I do hands-on work, it's about clearing and balancing mm-hmm. and regenerating mm-hmm. them. So anytime you clear something from the system, it's very important to put energy and feed that fuel back into the system so there's no void. You know, it's just like, you know, if you lose fluids, right, you need to replenish it. If you lose blood in the physical body, you need to replenish it. So it's the same mm-hmm. thing in the energetic body. But it does make a difference. The body's always trying to balance itself.
Yeah.
The energy, physically and non-physical and physical body. And that process, January, is called homeostasis. So if one system is down, automatically there's another system that's going to rev up, and the body's always trying to normalize itself, whether it's in posture, if one side is off, the other side mm-hmm. has to compensate. So it's the same thing in the energy system. One chakra will compensate for the other. One side of the energy body compensates, you know, for the other side.
Oh, it was a fascinating experience. Right now, we're going to have another fascinating experience. We're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, I want to share with our listeners how my crystal met Carolyn's crystal. We'll be right back.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Come explore with Clyde McCulley the world of the Little Cuties Let's Pretend books with your little one. Imagine the funny, mixed-up emotions of an onion that cries when it's happy. and delight in the giant ears that make a little elephant special. Meet the engaging characters who will inspire imagination and build curiosity in your little cutie. This is where the love of learning is born. So discover the world of Little Cuties Let's Pretend today. The first two Little Cuties Let's Pretend titles are at Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. I'm visiting with my co-host and a dear friend, Carolyn Green, and we've been talking about chakras. However, we also want to talk a little bit about her wonderful crystals. I want to share with everyone that Carolyn has the mother of all crystals. It was the most amazing crystal I have ever seen in my life. And I also have a smaller crystal. So our two crystals connected, and we came back to California. And oh my gosh, I hold this crystal up and it takes on a life of its own. Explain to our listeners how that works.
Well, crystal has energy in it, and your body and field have energy, so it's going to resonate and move with that. And so it heals, and it's healing and balancing and protective in its own way. And yesterday I was doing the show and expo in Sarasota, yeah, uh-huh. As you know, and it was really funny because somebody came up to me and she said she goes by her angel cards every day. And today her angel card talked about obsidian being the protective shield. And so she goes, do you have any obsidian? And I showed her what I had, which was this piece like you have of uh-huh. the arrowhead, the obsidian arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
And so she said, oh, my goodness, you know, and she got the big one, and she goes, well, there's my shield, you know, my obsidian shield. And she showed me in her cards, you know, mm-hmm. what it said, the same thing, and that the fact that she had found it. And, mm-hmm. you know, that was her message of the day. And she went home with a crystal arrowhead like yours.
Oh, that's amazing. And I also want to share with our listeners that if you want to experience the energy field from these beautiful crystals, you can go to Carolyn's website, theenergynurse.com, and she has them, and they will make wonderful gifts. I just got two for two of my daughters, and they're wonderful gifts for Mother's Day, graduation, all the events that are coming up. When we will give you more information in our third segment. So now we need to go to the fourth chakra, Carolyn.
The third chakra. We're on the solar plexus.
Oh, we're still on the third. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, that's okay. The solar plexus is one whole show. This is what, you know, we're here. But, okay, so we talked about oils that align with the solar plexus are lemon, grapefruit, and juniper. So the essential oils are very, very helpful and balancing. And the stones, talking about stones that align with that chakra in particular, are topaz, citrine, and amber. And again, they're similar in color to the solar plexus. So the solar plexus, again, works with the pancreas and the adrenals and the digestive system, and majorly works with the ego, because the solar plexus is about self-worth and self-esteem. And not only that, resilience of the ego. so if you have a situation that you have muddled through and you survived it, that's your solar plexus engaging, and you should be proud of that solar plexus and start to recognize it. I know it sounds silly, but it's engaged. You know, it's engaged. Again, it's engaged into the physical and body and the nervous system, and it really, really, when you integrate the whole body, there is a least amount of deficit, you know, if that makes sense. You know,
sure.
So you help
to
move things, you know, and push through things. And, you know, remember the little train that could, I think I can. He had a great solar plexus, you know, for a train.
Right? And you need to connect and clear your solar plexus if you're going through any physical or emotional crises that is. And the color for the solar plexus is
yellow. Or
yellow.
Okay. I always see golden with it as well.
Yeah.
But can you imagine, you know, that you can contain that solar plexus? But usually when we connect with people or in a situation, that solar plexus just radiates out just like a bright sun.
Mm-hmm.
So the solar plexus has a lot of intelligence and power of its own.
Yeah.
And again, it just radiates and resonates with people and most importantly, yourself.
Yeah.
So,
and I would think yellow, gold, that's a healing color, isn't it?
Yes. You know, all colors are healing. And what is so wonderful about doing this work is it's very self-prescriptive. You know,
uh-huh.
People, have you ever tried on, let's say you decide you wanted to wear a green shirt that day and then you put it on and it doesn't feel right and you wind up with an orange shirt or a purple shirt and you think you want to wear that color, but when you literally put it on your body, it just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
you change it and finally it'll, you know, you'll put a shirt on and you'll, let's say, you know, if it's blue that day, you'll go, okay, now I'm done. You know, it just feels right. So the colors are very self-prescriptive. So it's important to be aware, especially with children. You know, if you notice that you have a young child who seems to gravitate to a certain color, you know, look at that because that can be telling, you know, of where they are emotionally and physically. And if they, let's say they're having a hard day, I encourage parents to buy swatches of the 7 colors of the rainbow and do a game. You know, if the child is not having a great day or having an emotional day, and play a game and have them see what color feels right and have them touch and pick up the mm-hmm. swatches and see what they're gravitating to for that day.
Well, that's interesting because my grandkids, when they first started being able to have conversations, one of their favorite questions was, what's your favorite color?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would want to know my favorite color, and then they'd tell their favorite color. And I think that was the big message from the universe, isn't it?
Yes. You know, kids are very curious about that, and they ask mm-hmm. that. And again, you know, they're engaging this part of them because they're young and nobody has shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be telling. Doesn't always have to be telling because they just always want to wear red or whatever. But it just, you know, you have to look at the overall, you know, profile of the child and knowing what's going on with them. But I certainly know that it can be very telling. And if there's a color that comforts them, then go for it, whether it's on a blanket, you know, or if there's a pretty blanket, if they only want, you know, a purple blanket, you know, that can be telling them, you know, telling them something. And these are little things that you can, you know, how people can work with their children, you know, on these levels. And it's simple and you can make a game out of it and just let the body gravitate to what it feels that it needs because it's frequency.
Yes. And, you know, I look back and I think when our girls were little, we moved into a home and they each had their own bedroom and we asked them to pick the color they wanted. And of course, they all picked a different color, but it probably was telling me a lot more than I realized at the
mm-hmm.
time. That's fascinating because that's one of the primary things that children relate to when they're growing up is colors. Absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, speaking about changing, you know, the color, it's really important if you want to change up the energy of a room or in your house or office, you can always even do one accent wall. pick the color that feels right for you. And it can clearly change the energy of that room.
Oh, that's terrific advice for all of our listeners. And we're going to hear from some terrific sponsors. And when we come back with Carolyn, we're going to talk about the fourth and fifth chakras. We'll be right back.
Every decade had its musical phenomenon. The 1960s had Motown, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops. The exciting new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans by Tom Ingracia, presents 140 never-before-published photographs taken by fans from around the world that tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation. Relive the memories of a time when we were all dancing in the streets, and the music of Motown reigns supreme. Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, is available from Amazon.com. I've seen dead people, author Teresa Sneed says with a grin. They've spoken to me. Teresa Sneed writes fantasy, mystery, suspense, and realistic paranormal with a touch of sweet romance. She writes what she knows, full of insight into the spirit world, coupled with a panache for humor. Her No Angels series about angels and demons interacting with the living are simply fascinating. Sneed has three more series as well, from Wizards and Dragons to Witches of Salem. Visit TeresaSneed.com for more information or search for Teresa Sneed Books on Amazon.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. Also, Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, I have a priceless personality and a dear friend, co-host Carolyn Green, visiting with us. Carolyn, let's share your website information, your book information, and how people can contact you.
Our website is theenergynurse.com. You can order my book online as well from that website, or you could contact me through the website and I will send you a signed copy. You can find me on Facebook on The Energy Nurse. And my affirmation cards came in finally.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
I have not yet. Yeah, I was so excited. Finally. And again, they take no time to write, but so long to produce, you know, like anything
Oh,
else.
Sure. Yeah.
That's that whole physical time thing, you know, compared to the amount of time. Physical time is not quite as efficient. However, I will this week get my cards online through my website, and they're wonderful angel message cards. And I actually have one, you know, we're finishing up here quickly with the solar plexus, and I can give you a message from that card that aligns with the solar plexus, but actually in the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, which you're going to talk about. So, you know, that's it. You know, people send me smoke signals, you know, I'll get them eventually. And, but don't hesitate to contact me through the website. I have people contacting me with all kinds of questions, and, you know, I'm happy to answer you any which way I can. I do Skype sessions or phone sessions if you don't live in Orlando. If you do, I would love to see you in person and connect that way. But certainly Skype is a wonderful next best thing.
Oh, absolutely. And Carolyn shares her phone number at the website. It's 407-687-8061. Go to her website. She has all kinds of amazing things, weekly angel message, clients, resources, events, contact information. She has her blog, all of her products, especially her jewelry. And you can ask the energy nurse anything. Thing anytime. Now let's talk a little bit about the fourth chakra, Carolyn.
So the fourth chakra is the heart chakra, but one thing I just want to finish up with the solar plexus, because I just think it's so important and people need to hear this. I know I'm so stuck on this plexus. We're going to get to the heart chakra. But one thing, you know, an affirmation, you know, one can do, you know, for the solar plexus is everything is in positive. You know, I'm worth my weight in gold. I'm confident. I'm powerful. And I also want to address the fact that when people feel like other things or situations or people take their power away. Have you ever heard people like say that January? It's like,
many times.
Well, that's the solar plexus maybe not resonating and rotating as much as it could be. The reality, this is in my perspective, I can only speak from my experience and perspective, is nobody can take your power away. That's like taking a piece of the soul. Nobody can do that. We can relinquish it. You know, we can have it, our energy, it can be drained, you know, if we're off guard a little bit and we're tired. But really, somebody taking the power, I think it's more, again, from my perspective, of an illusion. Other people may want to make you feel that they can take your power away, but the reality of it is people engage that solar plexus, know that you're strong. Recall that. Recall your power back and just realize that nobody or nothing can really take your power away unless you volunteer for it. So, you know, think of these affirmations that I'm worthy, and I'm not talking from an ego state of consciousness. This is from a heart-centered place, you know, and this is from your authentic self, because you are wonderful, you are gifted, you are talented, you are on this earth for a reason, and you rock it. That's all.
This third chakra is pretty powerful, isn't it, kiddo?
It's very powerful, and it has a lot of wisdom to it, and it really integrates into one's self-worth and self-esteem. But, you know, we need to exercise it, you know, literally in more ways than one. And again, it's coming from your authentic self and from a heart-centered place, which is a great segue into start to talk about the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra. Isn't that a good segue? The fourth chakra is the heart chakra. It's located over the chest. Again, resonates the color green. And coincidentally enough, you know, the colors of the energy system resonate the colors of the rainbow. So here's the thing with the heart chakra. Energetically, it is our brain. It is the brain of the energy body. Mm-hmm. And say that because the heart is what functions as our ears. As we listen with our heart, you know, energetically, we feel from our heart energetically. Then you take that small space between the heart and the solar plexus down in the third chakra. There is that sweet spot, like I call it. And it's a wonderful, you know, smaller integration of that plexus, and they're very, very powerful.
Okay. And now is this chakra from the heart, is this the love chakra? Or?
Yes, it is a love chakra.
Okay.
But we're not just talking about amore. We're talking about, you know, love of the highest. It incorporates that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, we're talking about, you know, just love, which is the highest frequency. Love radiates the highest frequency. And I don't know if we've talked to this before on the show, and maybe I have, but, you know, as I was writing the book, my guides and angels showed me that write love backwards, EVOL, is evolve, is an evolve and evolution.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that was a biggie, you know.
Yeah.
That was a biggie.
That's a biggie. If you get her book, you can read all about it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They give me these amazing acronyms sometimes, but this one was, we're talking about love and, you know, in the highest sense of the word. And they just showed me, you know, hey, you know, read it backwards. What do you get? And I'm like, oh my goodness. you know, and they go, yeah, oh my goodness.
Oh, so, you know, I think that's going to be the title for this show when it gets posted. Love is evolved. Oh, wonderful. That's a powerful message. Now, briefly, what about the fifth chakra?
So the fifth chakra, we're going into the throat chakra. So that resonates the color blue. And that is above
my favorite color.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's so perfect for you. And that's no coincidence because of what you do professionally for a living. You're a speaker, an orator, and here's the throat chakra is all about your voice.
Wow.
And embracing your voice and your inner voice and your truth, you know, and that is what you are about. And not only that, you allow people to do that. You open up the chakras and the doors for people to be able to do that.
Well, this is fascinating because this, as you said, this is so true about what I do with my life. Amazing.
You allow people to, you know, with your heart chakra, you allow them the space. You know, you envelop people in this, in that healing space of the heart chakra, and you allow that window of opportunity for people to voice, you know, who have survived. I mean, you've done so much work with survivorship, you know, in your book,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's
what
you're all about. And you've allowed people who've gone through trauma, you've given them this opportunity and this wonderful gift to be able to voice what they've been through. Again, this is so empowering down into the solar plexus.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the throat chakra, that totally describes success stories that we share because it gives people an opportunity to talk about their stories, their struggles, their successes. And that's really powerful stuff, kiddo.
it's empowering, but you've opened the doors and the windows for people who might not have had that opportunity in this type of venue, you know, to do that, and for them to really be heard more than just for themselves, their friends, and their family. And again, that is all empowering. So you've embraced the power of voice, and so the blue is very significant for you and for everybody. And this, the other thing that I want to talk about, the throat chakra, and this also involves the heart chakra as well, is people who don't have that opportunity, who don't feel that they can really speak their truth to someone or about something.
Yeah, sure.
And finding that opportunity to do so. And I've talked about this before, you know, you can voice yourself in more than one way, and it doesn't have to necessarily be from the physical voice. So if there's something unsaid or unresolved with somebody that you feel that you cannot speak to them, write a letter. Write it down in hard copy. Because then you could get your emotions together enough, you know, gives you time to think, because sometimes with our voice, we are very reactive and we say things that as we're saying them, we're already sorry we said it or it that way. I know I have.
And they're done that.
Yeah, you know, we learn the hard way, right? So, you know, as we're doing it, it's like, but it happens in a text too. Do you ever like, all of a sudden you start to send a message and it's like, oh no, I didn't mean to press send, take it back.
Well, one thing I can't take back is my wonderful sponsors, and we're going to hear from them right now. And when we come back with Carolyn, she's going to briefly touch on the sixth and seventh chakras. We'll be right back.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. executives, managers, entrepreneurs, and professionals. A people strategy and change consultant, award-winning author, emotional intelligence practitioner, and trainer, Yvette Bethel, can provide you with strategies you can use to empower yourself, grow your people, build your culture, and transform your results. For insights and strategies you can use to develop yourself to build a high-performing team, you can subscribe to Yvette Bethel's weekly podcast, Evolve, Mastery for Leaders of the New World. And sign up for her newsletter at YvetteBethel.com. That's YvetteBethel.com. YvetteBethel.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories with my co-host, Carolyn Green. Today, we're talking about the seven chakras. We're giving you an overview, and Carolyn will be back with us, and we can take each chakra and make an entire show out of it if I can ever get you off the third chakra, Carolyn.
I know. It's a big chakra. It needs big time, you know, because I tell you.
I know. Briefly, we've got about 8 minutes, so you get 4 minutes on the sixth and 4 minutes on the seventh. You go, girl.
Oh, wow. Pressure. Here we go. Okay. So we're going to talk about the sixth chakra, which is also known as the brow chakra, and that is between the forehead. What's very interesting about that chakra is that it is called the third eye for a very good reason over many, many, many years. Have you heard that expression, the third eye?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have one in me.
There you go. Yeah, I think you have a lot
that.
More eyes than just a third eye. We've got some chakras we never discovered yet. and that's a great thing. So we talk about the third eye. What's very interesting about that is that physiologically, it is connected, of course, to our mental and emotional body. It is about seeing the perspective of the world around us. It is connected to higher consciousness. It is a higher physical chakra, one of the last to leave the body as we transition from life, you know, to the next life. So the sixth chakra is associated with the pineal gland. And so studies have shown that the pineal gland is one of the things that activates our psychic abilities, meaning it secretes a hormone, neurochemical transmitter, potentially that activates our higher sensory abilities. And so I found it very interesting because that third eye and this brow, you know, this stuff has been around, like, you know, for ages. As we say, it's not new. It's not new age. It's old sage medicine. And when they put so much importance on that third eye, and, you know, and even I find it interesting, you know, in the Eastern Indian culture with the bindi, you know, on the third eye. So there's a lot to be said. Again, it's about higher perceptiveness. It's located in the center of the forehead. It's connected into the brain and the neurological system and your ears and your eyes, obviously, and again with the pineal gland. So it has a lot of psychological characteristics along with that, but it also really leads to higher wisdom.
And what is the color for the sixth?
Indigo.
Indigo, which is violet.
Yes, it's a blue violet. So
okay, well, that's my granddaughter's favorite color. Her room is painted that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you see how it's moving from the throat chakra is blue, and then the sixth chakra is indigo. And then we go to the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, which is violet. So, and then we have white, golden light above that. But as far as the colors, you know, they transition, you know, into, you know, one chakra transitions very well as far as the colors into the other, which is the colors of the rainbow, you know, coincidentally. And that's, you know, how we look at it.
Not such a coincidence, is it?
I guess not. You know, we're looking for that pot of gold over the rainbow. And here we have, you know, we have the crown chakra, which is violet, and there is golden light over that crown chakra from universe and from spirit. So, you know, when Dorothy sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, there's a place over the rainbow. And
that was a real message from the universe, isn't it?
Yes, I think that that film had a lot of spiritual messages in it, you know, as an adult, you know, to go back and, you know, talking about the Land of Oz and, you know, how we could do another show on that. That might be a fun thing to do for our audience. You know, I cannot sing and I won't subject your audience to my singing, but...
Nor can I.
So our throat chakras do not resonate very well in that way, but they do resonate in other ways. What can I tell
you? But, you know, the good news is Chad is a wonderful musician and singer. So we could do the show with Chad. And
there you go. Chad, you're holding out on us, our wonderful engineer.
That would be great. And what's really great is having you on the show. And I want our listeners to know that Carolyn will be back again and again. Anything coming up for you that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'm going to be doing the end of May, beginning of June. I'm going to be taking classes as well as showing at the American Holistic Nurses Association, taking some very exciting courses, and I'll be able to and research. And so I'll be able to come with a lot of new things, you know, when after that. You know, sometime in June or later. We've got so much to talk about in between, but we will, yes. So I'm excited about that. And I have a lot of new pieces coming in. All my website is limited of what I have, and I will be adding, you know, to it, but I do have a lot of new pieces and coming in. So I'm very excited.
Well, I'll be looking at them, and I encourage all of our listeners, if you are looking for an affordable gift, reasonably priced, and unique, original, for Mother's Day graduation, go to theenergynurse.com, and you can do your shopping right there. I have done it, and I have given and ordered some fabulous gifts. They have they just meet your expectations, and then some. So I hope everyone who's looking for a really, really special present for a really, really special person will go to that website. And Carolyn, thank you again, and we'll look forward to your next visit on the show.
Thank you very much.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Carolyn as much as I've enjoyed sharing it with you. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, please sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can go out and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful co-host, Carolyn Green. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.